Okay, Moorish Mag here, 92.1. G'day, Nick, how you going?
G'day, Jim. Sounds like
you
almost
forgot my name there.
No. I know you've been away a couple of weeks, but this is Moorish Mag on RTRFM 92.1, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Yes, we're talking Invasion Day, Australia Day tomorrow, and great song to kick off the show is No Fixed Address. We have survived the white man's world. Yeah, No Fixed Address, a long time ago. They've been around. No Fixed Address and Us Mob. They travelled a lot in the early days and did some bookings here and there, and when the management found out they were Aboriginal, they were cancelled on the spot, Nick.
That's interesting how that happens, you know. Yeah. But so, anyway, I guess a lot of our mob are used to that.
True, Bart Willoughby, heads still. Up. No Fixed Address, and a talented man, have plays drums and sings, and No Fixed Address. We have survived the white man's world. And I guess that's the theme, I think, survival, invasion, mourning. We'll have Senator Dorinda Cox on the show a little later talking about an event that's happening tomorrow at Victoria Gardens. It's about mourning and the history of invasion, if you like, but Day of Mourning. In fact, Day of Mourning was an ADOC, Aboriginal Week, and now it features in some of the things that are taking place tomorrow to commemorate Australia Day, or some of you might say it's Invasion Day. And it'd be interesting to see what your thoughts are. 0405 921 921. 0405 921 921. This is your weekly First Nations show on RTRFM, and get out to Noongar Radio the next couple of days along with Great Southern FM. So, Nick, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back with the beautiful weather back here after being away for a while.
Where you been?
Me and the wife and the family went for a trip to Hawaii.
Wow.
It was great over there. Great over there, but it's great to be back as well.
Wow. So, big tourist industry over in
That is the primary industry over there at the moment,
right?
Tourism. So it was quite great to have a look at that and see that and see how it's going to be adapted or cross-referenced back here in WA or even Australia in that sense. But it was great, and mainly it was just to go away and get a chill out from a very, very challenging 2023 from our family.
Yes.
and in our community. So it was great.
Looks like you got fed a lot too.
I'm not suggesting
you put on weight, but the food was good.
The food was good. It was
lots of fish.
There was plenty of choices and stuff there, but a lot of the influence was from the island and stuff, but also a lot of the American, burgers
influence,
and all
course.
That type stuff there. Was challenging sometimes because I couldn't just find my bacon and eggs. I just wanted bacon and eggs, and I had to go everywhere to sort of try to mix and match it. But eventually, you found a good little spot.
Look, we're going to go to another song in the spirit of what the week is all about. And tomorrow we're going to go to Wurrumpi Band. And it was played early in the week on a number of different programs here on RTRFM, Moorish Mag. So let's go to Wurrumpi. And in the meantime, we'll get Senator Dorinda Cox online to talk about what's happening tomorrow. Here's Wurrumpi Band. Okay, Nick, you can sit down now. Not stand up.
Okay.
Stand up and be counted, black fella, white fella, doesn't matter what your colour, but it's all about reconciliation, being counted, and stand for what you believe in. That's Wurrumpi Band.
Yes, very powerful too. And, that's what society's about now, with such a multicultural society, that people are coming in and they're expecting to portray their own cultures and stuff there. But it's a bit of a struggle for us, Jim.
It is.
Bit of a struggle because of our recognition.
Every day's a struggle.
And acceptance.
And talk about our struggle. We've got Senator Dorinda Cox online. Good morning, Dorinda.
Good morning.
Welcome to Moorish Mag, RTRFM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Me and Nick hosting good news stories every week here on RTRFM. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And good morning to both of you.
Right, Dorinda, thank you for joining us today, and just I know you've been on the show before, but just to reinforce your connections and to the listeners out there, Dorinda Cox, who's your mob and where you're from?
Yes, I'm a Yamaji Noongar Yorga, and I'm connected to the Armongoo Wadjuri people in Yamaji country and the Kaniang and Yuwa people in Noongar country.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Moorich Mag.
Yeah, welcome to the show. You're a friend of Moorich Mag now, and it's good to have you back on the show. It's the eve of what people are calling Australia Day or Invasion Day or Survival Day. So, Dorinda, tell us what's happening. We know that you're hosting an event on Victoria Gardens, but there's a number of events tomorrow. How about you tell us what's happening and what you're concentrating on tomorrow?
Yeah, thank you, Uncle Jim. My event will be starting or kicking off at 9 a.m. at the Victoria Gardens on at the end of Royal Street there, down near the foreshore. And this event is labelled as a day of mourning. We need to really recalibrate, I suppose, post-referendum, commemorate and reflect on what's happened in the past, but also where we want to be in the future. And anybody that's been to any type of Aboriginal events on January 26th would know the healing power of being able to bring us together. We're going to have some ceremony, some song, some dance, the lowering of our flags to half-mast, and some speeches as well. So very grateful that you'll be joining us there tomorrow. There's also a Stolen Generations event starting at 11 o'clock close by to our event, also at Victoria Gardens, and then noting that the rally will be in Forest Place tomorrow, kicking off at, I think, 12:30 is what I've seen the notifications be. And there will be the Birak concert down at Supreme Court Gardens kicking off at 3 o'clock. So it's a bit of an action-packed day and something for everyone, both the mob but also for our allies to join with us. And, yeah, I think it'll be a great day.
Mm. Just as well, we don't have any statues of Captain Cook in Perth, because it seemed that overnight they cut his legs off in St Kilda in Melbourne. So, as I say, just as well, Captain Cook has no statues here. So what did you think of that?
Look, I think that, it's now a time of reckoning in our history. We've been through a referendum process, which was very high profile, and for many generations, we were on the front pages of every news outlet in this country. We were the topic of conversation around every kitchen table, that we didn't get the result that we wanted around recognition. I think Uncle Nick just mentioned that. That was still in the hearts and minds, I think, of blackfellas across the country and how we are feeling about that, and very mixed emotions as we move towards this time. But that reckoning of our history must be met with truth, and truth-telling in particular is the focus that I will have this year in the nation's parliaments, and making sure that truth and justice are delivered for First Nations people. We saw a lot of misinformation and disinformation, in fact, during that referendum campaign, and we want to rectify that. And so I think the cutting off the legs of the statue, although people may view that differently protest or truth telling about Captain Cook, has elements of truth telling attached to it. And what we need to do is come together to have a respectful conversation about what that means. We have much debate about changing the date and finding a date that is suitable for all of us to celebrate essentially what are the three parts of our history. We have a black history that connects us back 65,000 years. We have the history that came on the boat and created a penal colony here and the thoughts of that. And now we've got a multicultural chapter as well to our history. So, we're pretty diverse, and I think that if in the future we can find space, energy and love and respect to have that conversation, I'm really welcoming that.
So Day of Mourning then, that's nothing new. I mean, the Day of Mourning was kicked off some years ago at Botany Bay. But so what is the content? I mean, mourning is grief and loss, and is that going to be expressed tomorrow, do you think?
I think so, and we will have a very traditional, our smoking ceremony that we have to clear some of that space as well, the negativity of that. The mourning and thinking and reflecting is through that smoking ceremony as well. you know, remembering that we've come quite a long way, 236 years post-colonisation, but we are still bearing the scars of what is that colonial genocide that is still happening today, and the colonialism that is still in our systems. So it is part of the... we have to mourn for what's gone before. We have lost a lot of things. A lot of people were moved around across our country. You know, the loss of language, the loss of kin and our relationships and connections. But we're a surviving culture, and we have to celebrate that as well. Our resilience and our active resistance to all of those systems. People are still fighting for their lives, unfortunately, in this day and age. And they're still fighting to have their kids being raised in their own households. But we're still here. We're not going anywhere. So we should celebrate that.
It's interesting there, Dorinda, that you mentioned that word genocide. And I guess that's very hard for a lot of Australians to understand, that genocide, and what impacts that had on this country and our people. And it may give them, try to give them a bit of an understanding of why it's very difficult to celebrate a day when genocide came to our country and all those policies were implemented and put onto our people, to still feel alienated from their own country.
It's a very interesting concept, and we're using that now, Uncle Nick, in the way we talk about what's happening in Palestine, and we're talking about, you know, the invasion of that, and, you know, the suggestion of a two-state, you know, countries of Palestine and Israel being recognised as two states, separate states. And, you know, we are hearing the horrific, you know, 25,000 people now that have been killed in Palestine. And the world is watching, you know, and it's happening on our watch, unfortunately. But not recognising that in our own country is just criminal, as far as I'm concerned, that we should be at a stage in our history where we are embracing that, we are respecting that, we are reflecting on how we never, ever want that to happen in our country. And if we are truly a lucky country, then let's move forward by recognising that. We weren't able to recognise in the referendum First Nations people as being the first peoples of this country and enshrining that in our constitution. But we have an opportunity, if we are to acknowledge the massacres, the colonial wars that happened on our country, the poisoning of our water holes and other acts of genocide that happened in this country, we have the ability to move forward. We just have to do that and listen with open hearts and open minds.
If you have any thoughts, this is Murich Mayor. We have Senator Dorinda Cox on the line. 0405 921 921 is our text line. 0405 921 921. What do you think should be changed today, Dorinda? Now you've been involved in politics now for some time. Going back to the original constitution, how did that impact on First Nation people in Australia? Sorry to change the subject, but we'll come back to tomorrow. But the Constitution, the original one, how did that impact on First Nation people in Australia?
Well, it didn't give us the right to be counted. And, you know, it wasn't until the 1967 referendum did we obtain the right to vote and to be counted in the national census. So the development of that Constitution and Federation in 1901, as part of this history lesson, disabled us from having the ability to participate in democracy, essentially, and to actually be counted as people. And so up until the 67 referendum that, you know, was unanimously voted for, people voted for us and in our favour because they saw the humanity in that. And that's what I'm hoping the future will bring. I was hopeful during the last referendum as well that we would get that over the line. But we failed. We failed miserably. And I'm looking for more hope and more opportunities where we can create that, because I think Australians need to understand the importance of their vote. And, you know, we are seeing that in all sorts of ways, the anti-establishment movement in Australia and globally about people's participation in politics, understanding what the Constitution does and how it provides rights are really important to everyone as citizens here in Australia. So I think our history and understanding where we didn't have those rights, the movement that created those in 67, and now where we're moving to in the future, can be scripted by all of us. and we all have an opportunity and some power to do that.
Is it true to say that the 1901 Constitution didn't include First Nation people because it was thought that we would die out?
Absolutely. I think that the acts of genocide, and I think we just had that whole conversation, was a socially engineered project. You know, that it was crafted in a way and built off the back of the apartheid movement in South Africa, that, you know, that we would die out and that our nations and our clans would no longer exist. But we're still here and we're still strong and we're still practicing language. We're still, you know, we're achieving quite a lot, I think, in different areas of the economy and our participation in science. And we should be celebrating those things rather than actually saying it's a deficit. But we also have a lot of work to do on the flip side of the coin around closing the gap on life expectancy, ensuring that there are proper reparations for our resources on country and protecting and preserving some of those. There's a lot of work still to do.
So you've just tuned in, Senator Dorinda Cox, a Green Senator, talking about tomorrow's our commemoration for Australia Day or Invasion Day, Survival Day, or a day of mourning, which will happen from 9 o'clock at the end of Royal Street in East Perth, and then following on from a luncheon for Stolen Generation people at 11 o'clock. Rally then at 12:30 at Forest Chase, I think that's right, and then Birrack Festival, 3 p.m. down at the Supreme Court Gardens. Dorinda, what else would you like to tell us about tomorrow? The Day of Mourning is probably something our listeners have not heard of before. It was associated with the original NAIDOC, or Day of Celebration, way back in Botany Bay. So I'm glad you're raising that again. So is this a Greens initiative or community initiative? How are you presenting this?
Well, it came from the 1938 declaration of the Day of Mourning by William Cooper, and William Cooper had some other activists with him in Melbourne, in fact. And so this initiative was started by our former Senator Lydia Thorpe, who was with the Greens in Victoria, and in 2022. And I mirrored that by having a similar service here. They're also having a dawn service tomorrow in Victoria, in King Square, I believe. And I'd love for us to continue to build the movement and to actually continue to ask for what William Cooper asked for in 1938, which was better representation for our people. And it's sort of the irony of this conversation where we've come out of a voice referendum and we are continuing to grapple and to find ways of representation for us across the country. And I know both of you would know very well the era of ACTIC and our trial, I suppose is the word, of self-determination during the ATSIC era, and, you know, the fall of that and where we've got to go as a nation now. And I think we have an opportunity to continue to fight for all of those things, but we also have to understand and reflect on where we've come from. And I think it's almost like taking a breath and saying we can heal as a nation, and we have an opportunity to do that, but we need allyship. There's no movement in the world that has actually succeeded without allyship, and that's the most important factor. It's going to take all of us to get this over the line and make sure that we have healing and we have freedom, we have peace in the future.
Mm. Look, are you expecting a crowd? I mean, the last time I was at Victoria Gardens was when we walked the bridges for the Yes campaign. So what sort of a crowd are you participating tomorrow, both at the 9 o'clock kickoff start for Day of Mourning, but also the Stolen Generations luncheon? What sort of crowd are you in? Because your mother's organising the luncheon, yes? Margaret Drayton?
Yes. So it's hosted by the Nunosha Aboriginal Corporation.
Right, yes.
At luncheon. And I know there'll be some very prominent Noongar figures there. Uncle Ben Taylor will be down there reading some of his brother, Uncle Ralph Taylor, who, rest in peace, passed, only last year, reading some of his short stories and poetry, which will be very moving. Delson Stokes will be down there playing some music as well for them. Oh, look, I'm expecting there to be quite a lot of people coming out and interested in the Day of Mourning ceremony that we're holding. We have about 50-odd people registered, but I know that people will just turn up on the day, and that's what we're expecting. But we're really welcoming people to come down and have a look and to listen to some of the quite prominent speakers we're going to have in our event as well. Yourself, Uncle Jim, Des Blurton, Mervyn Eads, Alison Scott, Seamus O'Doherty. So, you know, there's a spread of people who will be across that as well, talking on different topics and really speaking power and truth about what's happening for our people, but also I think providing a bit of a vision for the future, and I'll be the MC. So I'm really encouraging lots of people to come out as early as they can and attend as many events as they can tomorrow. This is your act of solidarity with First Peoples of this country.
So there you go. If you're listening to Mutish Mag today and you want to get involved, 9 o'clock tomorrow at Victoria Gardens, we'll go to a song and come back and talk some more about that. So, Senator Dorinda Cox, thank you so much for being on Mutish Mag and telling us all about the events tomorrow. Look forward to catching up tomorrow, Dorinda.
Thank you, Dorinda.
Thank you. Thanks,
folks. Let's go to a song. Black Nation there, Emma Donovan, local Noongar Koori girl, doing really well across the country. So we had Senator Dorinda Cox earlier talking about Day of Mourning and Invasion Day rally and the 3 o'clock Birak Festival on Supreme Court Garden. So, Invasion Day 2024, a guide to protest marches and events across Australia on the 26th of January. People will be gathering at smoking ceremonies, concerts and protests in solidarity with First Nations peoples. Find a rally or event near you. And we even heard that Captain Cook's statue was toppled in St Kilda last night. So the events are taking place, and it's an opportunity for non-Aboriginal people to come out in solidarity for First Nation people, particularly the bruising that that occurred during the referendum. So rallies, smoking ceremonies and concerts are among dozens of events planned tomorrow. Whether you've call for Australia Day to be abolished or celebrate on a different date. Celebrating First Nations survivors and reflecting on reconciliation. So there's a bit of bruising and rejection and months of protests. And where, as Dorinda Cox said, thinking about too this calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and expressing solidarity with dispossessed people everywhere. The themes of this year's events takes in both Indigenous and Palestinian dispossession. So tomorrow, a big day for some of you, big day for all of you perhaps, but tomorrow, Birak concert, 3 o'clock on Supreme Court Garden, jam-packed with Aboriginal talent, musicians, etc. And then after that, culminating in the City of Perth Sky Show, which is always a big event, and not that I've seen it for a while. So that's tomorrow. Thank you, Dorinda Cox, for being on the show. 0405921921. 0405921921. What are your thoughts about this day tomorrow and everything that you've heard to date? And it's great to have someone like Dorinda on this show, given her national perspective on issues impacting on First Nation people. And, of course, as you know, Mutish Mag is a good news program once a week.
Speaking of good news there, Jim, I want to take this opportunity to send a cheery out to the Extreme Cheer All-Stars down in Maddington, where my granddaughter, Sonny Marie, was part of the performers. And they took a team over to Hawaii, to Honolulu, to perform in the cheerleading competition over there. And I just want to send a cheery out to all those young ladies and the coaches and the mums that supported and the fathers that went over there and supported those children. And how they performed on that international stage, and they ended up coming third in their category. So that done very well. And that's right back here in Noongar country, back in Maddington.
Right. So how many teams did participate? Was it a lot of people?
There were many over
from
there. All over the world. Yeah.
What an experience for
It was for them as well to experience that, you know, that different culture and a different environment and seeing some of the elite stars over there. And there were some magnificent cheerleading competitors over there.
Wow.
But yeah, so cheerio to you. Extreme Cheer All-Stars down in Maddington.
How old? What age were they?
I think they range from about, I'm having a guess here, about 14 all the way down to a little, probably 8-year-old.
Get out.
And they're all in that team. And
overseas.
And they performed to the best of their ability. And they should be very proud. I know we are. I know I am of their performance.
Mm.
And I just hope they just keep it up.
So tell us, why'd you go to Hawaii, apart from cheerleader comp?
For a break, Jim. For a break.
You needed a break.
2023 was a very challenging year for not only for all our community, but also personally for our family and we're still carrying stuff.
Good on you.
So it was just an opportunity to get away, turn off the phone, turn off the email, get away and sit on the beach there and just watch the waves come in and just hear in the background the voice of Elvis Presley when he was doing those Hawaiian pictures back in the old days. So we enjoyed it, yeah.
So no phone, no email?
Yeah, no phone, no email. There were, but I choose not
you
to
chose
use
not to. Good
it.
On
just
you.
To
so
turn
you,
off.
So you come back refreshed and feeling like
well, I'm still a little bit jet-lagged at the moment, so it'll take a while for that fog to move off, and then I'll be nice and refreshed once I get my feet back in Noongar country. You know, this is very special country here, and very special air that we're breathing in, and I just want to get that back into my lungs again so that, so that we can get ready for the challenges for 2024.
Yes, it's a new year, and you haven't been on radio this year, so welcome back, Nick. Welcome back to Rich Mag. And
oh, thank you.
Looking forward to future programs. I don't know what number we're up to, 145 or something. 145,000, but who's counting? And, looking refreshed. I think I need a break too to refresh, but who knows? It's a new year. And so welcome back. And let's go to a song. If you've just tuned in, this is Moorish Mag, RTRFM 92.1. Keep it locked and we'll come back in a little while.
Welcome back to Moorish Mag here with Jim and Nick. And we've just heard Mitch Tambo's version of You're the Voice.
Wow. Heard it a lot in last October. But, I'm still on wages if you're keen to pursue that. You've just heard the community announcement. Yes, well, it's a bit of a problem, really, because I think the governor just throwing us a bone yet again. It's nowhere near what should have been the redress compensation. But there you go. Some people may see it as closure. Some people may even be able to afford a tombstone for their loved ones. So it is a bit of a disgusting issue to be thinking about. It makes it sound like RTRFM is supporting the government, but never mind. A class action was won, and the government going to pay out some money. It's like it did in Queensland. Queensland and Western Australia are probably the worst states to vote no for the last referendum and the previous one in 1967. It goes to show you what sort of things we're living through and why we're having a day of mourning tomorrow, because there's so many issues that impact on us. As Dorinda Cox said, life expectancy, there's still a gap. And all the other social indicators will suggest that there's not a lot of equity for First Nation people. You look at all the social indicators, incarceration, juvenile detention, health and well-being, chronic illness. Suicide rate is very high in our community as well. So these are the sorts of things that we hope that might give us, empowerment, inspiration, but we need our allies to come along to Victoria Gardens, the riverside of Royal Street in East Perth, tomorrow from 9 o'clock, where you'll participate in a day of mourning, what we missed out on, some of the dreadful issues that have impacted on First Nation people for 7 or 8 generations. 11 o'clock, a luncheon for Stolen Generation peoples and their families. And then 12:30 is the Invasion Day rally at Forest Chase, I think. I might stand to be corrected there.
I can't correct you there, Jim. So it's the first information that you're giving through to me. So, and being away, I haven't been up to date with what's happening. So I'd have to take your word for that about 12:30.
And then 3 o'clock.
At Forest Chase and then the Burak. I'm familiar with Burak because that's there every year down at, yes.
And, of course, tomorrow's a big day for the Sky Show. But whatever that means for you, you'll get on down and do what you have to do. But from a Moorish Mag RTRFM point of view, it is something to think about greatly, I think. And I'm not sure if you've texted in your thoughts on 0405 921 921, what you're thinking about tomorrow. I mean, is it just a day off where you put your thongs on and go down the beach? Or is it a day that you really think about what happened and what has happened in the last 7 or 8 generations, a bit prior to 650,000 or 650,000 years of First Nation people, 3,000 generations, in fact, BC, before Cook. So, again, Nick, welcome back. I know you've been overseas and It must have been a real joy to be away, and you were feeling jirrupin' over there, being away with your phone off and email off.
Well, look, that's right, yeah, Jim. The court was always jirrupin' over there, just nice and happy and relaxed over there, the heart and relaxing, and but also there was a thought for all mob back here that I know when we were over there, I think you went through a bit of a heat wave over here, and it was very, very, very hot, whereas we was over there doing 23, 24, 25, 26 degrees and the likes and stuff, and you could swim in the night and that back over there as well. But I was feeling for you when you were going through this heat wave over here, and I know there's another one on the way next week, but we'll tackle that one together next week, eh?
There you go. Living 30 years in the house and I got air conditioning around that same time. So it didn't bother me to that extent. So welcome back. I mean, what did you think? I mean, you weren't there. There was no other Noongars around. Or did you meet any other First Nation people from Australia? I guess you met First Nation people from Hawaii.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And there was a lot of multicultural society because it is a tourism destination, and where we were staying, there's so many, people from all over the world coming there. So we were just like fitted in like everybody else in that sense. Didn't get the opportunity that I would have liked to catch up with some of the First Nations people over there in the sense that I wanted to, because as I mentioned earlier, that it's mainly tourism is our main industry over there, and sometimes you'd have to commercialise your products so that people can come along, and made a little bit difficult for me to connect up with some of the Indigenous people that I would have liked to have, and sit down and have a bit of a yarn and a conversation about what's life like over there.
Never mind, you got there, it was a bit of a break. Yes, I can't imagine having the phone off for 10 days, but it must have been really heaven.
I think sometimes we have to do it, Jim. And just looking at it, I think we have to do it a bit more regularly in that sense, because as you know, and you've complained commented many, many times on this show about being burnt out or being on demand everywhere and every day and the likes and stuff there, that really sometimes it impacts on you.
Dry your eyes, princess. Yes, it's okay. It's okay. Things happen. So, Murish Mag, again, if you've got any thoughts about tomorrow, what tomorrow means to you, 0405 921 921. I don't know if anyone's texted in, but never mind. Tomorrow's Invasion Day, Survival Day, Day of Mourning, or Australia Day, whichever way you look at it. This is Murish Mag. Let's go to a song. Oh, Freedom Ride, one of my favourite artists in Australia, Troy Cassidaly, singing about the Freedom Ride. Of course, Freedom Ride was a big thing in the 65.
In the 65, yes.
Nick, when Charles Nelson Perkins, AO, usually known as Charlie Perkins, born on the 16th of June 1936, passed away sadly on the 19th of October, now referred to as Kumanjai because of his Aranda people in Queensland, was an Australian Aboriginal activist, soccer player and administrator. It is claimed he was the first known Indigenous Australian man to graduate tertiary education. He is known for his instigation and organisation of the 1965 Freedom Ride and his key role in advocating for a yes vote in the 1967 Aboriginal referendum. He had a long career as a public servant, but Nicky was also a soccer player. He played internationally with teams like, went to Florentine, Budapest, Auckland, played Adelaide, Croatia, Pan Hellenic, Bankstown, ANU. He also had management roles in soccer for Adelaide, Croatia, Pan Hellenic and ANU. So it was probably the first Aboriginal man to play soccer internationally.
Yes, and he's done quite a lot, hasn't he?
Wow.
For himself, yes. But also for his people.
And every year now there is an oration or speech given by someone. I think the last one was his daughter. Daughter presented something. So every year there's a Charles Perkin oration. And yes, well remembered. He also buddied up with John Moriarty. You might remember that name too.
Yes.
He also played soccer. But he came to fame because he painted one of the jumbos.
All right.
John Moriarty painted one of the jumbos in Aboriginal artwork.
So you're talking about aeroplanes?
Aeroplanes, jumbo.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, aeroplanes. What do you think I meant?
Well,
opera house. But it was a big, big plane. And yes, came to notoriety, Moriarty, and Charles Perkins. Both played soccer together over in the UK. And, yeah, Freedom Rides, Troy Cassidaly. He didn't win the Golden Gloves last weekend, but he's won many Golden Gloves out at Tamworth.
Golden Gloves or Golden...
Golden
Guitars.
Different
sport.
You're
there,
a Golden Gloves person. I shouldn't be telling you that Troy Cassidaly boxed, but because he didn't. He's a Golden Guitar. I think he won 13 awards. So that Freedom Ride was, commemorating the time that Charles Perkins, a whole swag of students, would get on the bus and go to these places like Moree, Dubbo, and complain because First Nation children weren't allowed to go into swimming pools, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yep.
So there you go. If you just tuned in, Woodich Mag 92.1, we had some thoughts about tomorrow. And, people saying they're going to walk with us tomorrow. So that's great that you're saying that, because I think if you come along, you have a lot to learn. So 9 a.m. tomorrow, Victoria Gardens, for morning day, and then 11 o'clock, a luncheon with Stolen People. So there you go. This is RTRFM 92.1. And to our listeners at Noongar Radio in Albany, Minang Country, on Great Southern FM. We're going to go to a song. This is Woodich Mag. National anthem for First Nations people. You're the Yindi there. Treaty. Look, Out to Lunch is coming up shortly, and we say goodbye. So welcome back, Nick.
Thank you, Jim, and listeners, goodbye for all this week.
So we'll be back next week, Woodich Mag, and signing off now with You're the Yindi's Treaty. Thanks for tuning in. Stay locked.
Thank you.